Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. Remember, as you're making your shopping plans, to check out store.greatdetectives.net, where you can get all my books, ebooks, and audiobooks. That's over at store.greatdetectives.net. Well, now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date, December the 27th, 1945. And this one is The Master's Diamond.
Where is the dinner?
I don't know, Mary. Ooh. But here comes Roger Masters.
Who's he?
Our host.
Hello there, Blackie.
Hello, Roger. It's about time you came over and talked to us.
Blackie, it's good to see you. I was hoping you could come.
All you had to do was urge me with one invitation. Oh, Mary, this is Roger Masters, our host. Roger, oh. Miss Mary Wesley.
Oh, this is a real pleasure, Miss Wesley. I've heard about you.
Oh, since I've known Blackie, I'm afraid a lot of people have heard about me.
Oh, Blackie has a way of getting around.
Yes. Everything, including me.
Now, Mary, you know Don...
At the sound of the next loud noise, one subject will be dropped.
Say, Roger, is that your brother Harvey at the piano?
Oh, yes. Under that delightful coat of tan is my very undelightful brother. He's just back from Georgia. With Georgia.
I beg your pardon. Will you say that again, please?
He's back from the state of Georgia with a bride-to-be by the name of Georgia.
Oh.
She's the redhead to the left of the piano.
What number bride-to-be is she?
When I run out of fingers, I can't count. But you'd think it was true love by the talk they give each other.
Must be great listening. Yankee drool and southern drawl.
Oh.
Say, I haven't seen our hostess.
Mother should be down by now. I can't understand what's delaying her. Perhaps the diamond. She always fusses when she wears it.
Is the family diamond really as big as they say it is, Mr. Masters?
Miss Wesley, the Master's diamond is the biggest thing in our family. And wearing it is about the biggest thing we do. We're a rather useless lot, you know.
I don't know that at all.
Stick around 30 years and you'll find out.
Say, Roger, what kind of a party is this? Look who's coming.
Oh, I don't know that man.
Well, I do. It's Inspector Faraday.
All right, everybody. Quiet here.
Huh?
Stop that piano.
What's the matter, Inspector? Don't you like music?
Blackie, what are you doing here?
Enjoying myself till now. What brings you here, Inspector?
What brings me here? Just that the Master's diamond is missing. And Mrs. Masters is upstairs murdered.
What?
And I'm going to stay here till I find out what this is all about.
Hey, Lemmy, when's the Stonecracker coming?
Joe'll be here pretty soon, Pete.
That's a shame, ain't it?
And what a shame.
Are we going to bust up this rock and cut somebody in besides?
We either cut Joe in to bust this rock, or we bust rocks for a bunch of years.
But ain't it a shame, ain't it?
What you using for a brain, Pete? This your Master's diamond is as easy to spot as a gorilla in a birdcage. It's got to be busted up.
Is it really on a level that he can slice it in one whack, huh?
I've seen Joe work. First, he looks at the rock all which-a-ways. Second, he throws light on it like he was looking for something on its inside. Third, he draws all kinds of lines on it, this way and that way. Then he puts it on a table in a little cup.
Yeah?
Then he's got a hammer in one hand and a chisel-looking thing in his other hand. And he puts the chisel on top of the rock and he goes tap with the hammer, and right there in front of you, that one big, beautiful diamond, is a lot of little rocks.
Ain't it a shame, ain't it?
It ain't a shame when you gotta eat. There's money in your pocket because you sold those little rocks.
Yeah. And nobody can trace nothing to us because old Lady Masters never saw us.
Yeah, Pete. We did this one right. We grab what we're after, and nobody sees us to tell the cops what happened.
Hey, Lemmy.
Huh?
What's that extra?
I don't know. Open the window, huh?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, Master's diamond missing!
Hey, do you hear that?
Hear it. It's shouting at me. Close the window quick.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, this is bad.
Dame's croaked, huh?
Hey, you gotta do something.
Yeah, but what, Lemmy? But why?
I don't know. I don't know. I gotta think.
They'll get us for murder, Lemmy.
Unless I get an idea first. I gotta. I gotta.
What do we search next, Rollins? And let's make it snappy. I want to get out there in the living room and question that whole bunch together.
Blackie's next on the list, Inspector Faraday.
Blackie, huh? Good. Get him in here.
Okay, Blackie. You're next.
How are you this evening, Rollins? Okay, Blackie. I don't have to ask you how you are, Faraday. I know, as confused as ever.
Don't bother to make wisecracks, Blackie. And don't bother to sit down.
Around you, everything's a bother.
Quiet, Blackie.
I'll start with your coat, Blackie.
You're not starting with anything, Rollins. We're not searching this guy.
Oh, no,
but... Faraday, are you sick? Here, Rollins, start with my coat.
The only starting we're going to do is you. Out of here.
What? I don't get this, Faraday. You catch me at the scene of the crime. I admit to you that I was upstairs about the time of the murder, and all you want to do is get rid of me. Now, is that being smart?
There's a law against all I want to do, where you're concerned.
Concerned? Say, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'm plenty concerned. Here I am in a house with a body, and you find it first. Say, how did you do it, Faraday?
Well, the upstairs maid phoned me, and I told her not to say anything to anybody. While you were still downstairs... Hey, it's none of your business how I found the body. Now, get out of here.
Are you sure you don't want me to give Rollins my coat?
I said get out of here.
Oh, please now, Faraday. Be yourself for a change. I admit I was upstairs for a few minutes before the maid found the body.
I know that.
I admit I'd like to own the master's diamond.
I know that.
Well, then why don't you think I'm a first-class suspect?
Because you're much too smart about this whole thing. You don't deny anything. You don't offer any alibi. You don't even try to get away from me. So you don't figure in this case at all.
I don't figure, and you can't. All right, Faraday, have it your own way.
I intend to. Now get out of here.
Say please.
Please. Get out of here.
So long, Faraday.
For my money, you can make it longer than so.
Very good, Inspector. Very good.
Gosh, Inspector, you shouldn't have let him go.
Rollins, you think I'm a sap? He wouldn't have that diamond on him. He'd laugh at me for weeks because we didn't find it.
But don't you think he had anything to do with this?
Put two men on detail to follow Blackie wherever he goes. I not only think he had something to do with this, I think maybe he did it.
Oh, for once, Mary, I really enjoy just sitting here in my apartment and not even thinking about murder.
But, Blackie, what I'd like to know is why did Inspector Faraday let you go?
Maybe he's getting smart.
You mean it's a trick?
Either a trick or he knows that this time he has nothing on me.
Oh, darling, what does he ever have on you, really?
That's a good question. Come in.
Oh, Mr. Boston Blackie?
Yes?
Oh, Blackie, she's so beautiful. I wish you'd said no.
I'm just so sorry to put you to all this bother, Blackie. But I've just been so anxious to meet you. And I'm just so distressed. And I just know you can be so much help to me.
So?
Oh, you're Georgia Aiken, aren't you? Harvey Masters' fiancée.
Uh-huh.
I saw you at the Masters' party. Miss Aiken, this is Miss Wesley.
Hello.
How do you do?
That's a wonderful suntan you have, Miss Aiken.
Oh, I'm from the South. Maybe y'all can't tell it, but I am. That's why I met Harvey. We've just come back from Georgia, where we had so much fun.
Won't you sit down?
Oh, you're so kind, but no. I just dropped in because I wanted to meet the wonderful Boston Blackie. I've heard so much about you, and, well, I thought...
You thought? Oh, I'm sorry. I guess maybe I'm in the way here.
Oh, dear me, no. What I want to talk about is the thing that's happened to Mrs. Masters. And I'm afraid it's going to mean trouble for poor, dear Harvey.
For Harvey? Why?
Well, the police will find out he inherits all his mother's money.
But what about his brother, Roger?
All of it goes to Harvey. He said so, and he ought to know. That's one reason he made up with his mother.
Well, I don't think there's anything to worry about. The police believe that Mrs. Masters was killed by whoever stole the diamond.
I don't think they'll ever suspect Harvey.
But they'll find out so much more than Harvey when they begin to investigate. He and his mother hated each other. He's going to be in so much trouble when these things get out. And you're so wonderful, Blackie. I wish you'd help.
You say Harvey hated his mother?
Yes. He'd been away for 6 years because of her. And they didn't speak for years before that.
But she was giving last night's party for him, wasn't she?
Yes, this was supposed to be a kind of a reunion. but it wasn't doing so well. Even before poor dear Mrs. Masters was killed.
Excuse me. Come in.
Is Georgia Aiken? Oh, there you are, Georgia.
Well, Harvey, darling, what are you doing here?
Looking for you, dear. There's been a call from police headquarters, and we have to go down there for a few minutes. I wanted us to go together. Mother's maid said you were coming down here.
Oh, Harvey, darling, this is that so wonderful Boston Blackie. And this is Miss Wesley.
That not so wonderful Wesley. Hello.
How do you do? What brought you up here, Georgia?
You're going to need help, Harvey. You know it.
Yes, I know, dear.
But... Miss Aiken says you're the sole heir to your mother's fortune and that you and your mother were more or less enemies. She thinks that that's cause for you to worry.
Oh, I don't think it is, do you?
No, frankly, I don't. But the police will probably investigate you.
Well, that's quite all right with me, I expect. Well, if you'll excuse us, Blackie and Miss Wesley, we have to get to headquarters.
Of course.
Goodbye, Blackie. You've been so wonderful.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Miss Wesley.
Goodbye, Miss Aiken. It's been so nice to meet you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Come on.
Harvey, darling, are we really going to police headquarters?
Listen, you...
Harvey, darling, you're hurting my arm.
What's the idea? Who told you to go to Blackie about me?
But I only want to help. Harvey, you're hurting.
Now, listen, you. Open your mouth about me just once more to anybody, and I'll shut it permanently.
And now, back to Boston Blackie. Two jewel thieves, Lemmy and Pete, steal the fabulous Master's diamond. When Mrs. Masters is later discovered dead, police believe she was killed by the robbers, despite the fact that she had had a long-standing quarrel with her son, Harvey, recently returned from the South with his fiancée, Georgia Aiken. As we return to our story, Lemmy and Pete, who stole the Master's diamond, are in their hideout.
Lemmy, ain't you got an idea yet?
Shut up, will you, Pete? How can I think when you talk to me all the time?
But, Lemmy, when they find us with a diamond, they'll get us for killing that Master's dame.
Wait a minute. I got it.
Yeah? What are we going to do, huh?
Get rid of the diamond.
But after going to all that trouble to grab it, oh, Lemmy, no.
The only way to duck getting wrapped for murder.
Gee, Lemmy, and that diamond was going to net us a pile of dough. Ain't it a shame, ain't it?
I know exactly how we can get rid of it, too.
I guess that's good. But it's such a beautiful hunk of ice. Ain't it a shame, ain't it?
Be careful what you say on the phone, Mary. Faraday or Rawlins are either listening or waiting downstairs to nail me when I go out.
Blackie, you really think so?
I'm sure of it. I'm also sure I'm going to stay right here in my apartment until Faraday solves this case.
Well, I'm going to be home for the rest of the evening, darling. Call me if anything happens.
Sure, Mary. With Faraday alone on a case, a lot is probably going to happen, and I hope it does to him. What's the matter, Faraday? Can't you think of anything to say? Well, I guess the inspector is downstairs, after all. Oh, there's the door, Mary. I'll call you later.
All right. Night.
Night. Come in. I thought you were in the building, Faraday. That telephone line was as open... Well, who are you?
Name's Lemmy. You Boston Blackie, huh?
I'm Boston Blackie, huh?
You got the right joint, all right, Pete. Come on in.
I offer most of the invitations around here. Habit, I guess.
Close the door, Pete. Just stand there quiet, buddy.
Yeah, sure, Lemmy.
We got a little favor to ask you, Blackie.
How little?
Oh, it ain't gonna be no trouble to you. Just a little delivery job, that's all.
Delivering what? To whom? And just how many years in jail will it involve? How about making sense?
Okay. The Master's diamond. Does that make sense?
Properly handled, that can make dollars.
But it can't be handled. It's too hot.
You have the Master's diamond?
Yeah. My pal has a gun in his hand. In a couple of minutes, he ain't gonna have the diamond no more. You're gonna have it.
I'd rather have the mumps.
Come on, take it. Here.
This is a fine thing. I get held up and forced to take something. Now that I have the diamond, what?
Get going.
Where?
Out the door, down the elevator, out onto the street. We'll be right behind you.
When I get out on the street, what do I do?
Take the diamond to headquarters and turn it in.
Oh, fine. All Faraday has to do is to catch me with that diamond.
Get going. We lifted that rock, Blackie, but we didn't bump that dame. So you're taking it to headquarters to take the heat off us.
Blackie!
chances are Blackie's got the diamond and will try to sneak it out of his apartment. That's why we're waiting here for him. Now, if he's on this elevator, Ellens, you grab him.
Right, Inspector.
Here's the elevator. Now, get ready. All right, Blackie, stand right where you are.
Like
Faraday, well. Hold on to him, Rollins.
Hold on to him, Rollins, for what?
The master's diamond.
Faraday, quick, grab those two guys going out the front door.
I'm not then anyone but you.
Don't be a sap, Faraday. Grab them, quick.
I don't want them. All I want is you. With the master's diamond in your pocket.
It's not in his pocket, Inspector. Of course, I just took it out.
So, you stole the diamond and killed Mrs. Masters, huh, Blackie?
Faraday, you're under delusions.
Maybe. But I bet you'd like to change with me. You're under arrest.
Before you get me all the way down to headquarters and have to let me go, be a smart guy and listen to me, will you?
You don't have anything to say, Blackie. I caught you with the master's diamond, and that's that.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
I need a good laugh.
Well, laugh at this, then. Those two guys who stepped out of the elevator with me and beat it out the front door when you and Rollins held me up gave me the diamond.
You expect me to believe that?
I don't expect anything of you, Faraday. But if you'll send out an alarm for a couple of guys by the name of Lemmy and Pete, you can get a confession out of them. I'll give you the description.
I suppose you think these two guys killed Mrs. Masters, too.
No, as a matter of fact, I'm sure they didn't. That's why they brought the diamond to me. I was supposed to deliver it to you.
Okay. When we get to headquarters, I'll send out a general alarm. Pick these guys up.
Why take me to headquarters, then, if you believe I didn't steal the diamond?
Because I want you to see me work. I've got an angle on the murder that doesn't include you.
I feel sort of slighted, as a matter of fact. Who are you after?
Roger Masters, one of the victim's sons.
What's his motive?
Money. He's his mother's sole heir. It's that simple.
It's not so simple as you think, Inspector. I heard Harvey Masters was the sole heir.
Oh, well, I read Marilyn Masters' will just a little while ago. She cut off Harvey without a cent.
Well, in that case, maybe we ought to go see him. That's a pretty good motive for murder. This is Harvey's room here. The maid said he went to bed hours ago.
I never objected to waking anybody up, Blanky.
Oh, well, I know that.
Let's go in.
Wait. I'll turn on the light. Uh-oh.
Quick, let's cut him down. He may not have been hanging very long. That chandelier doesn't look too strong.
What's the matter with you, Faraday? Can't you see he's dead?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess he is.
Well, this ought to prove three things, Faraday.
What?
My friends Lemmy and Pete didn't kill Mrs. Masters. Rogers didn't kill her. But Harvey here did. Too bad it doesn't.
It doesn't? Then why would Harvey commit suicide?
Look closely, Faraday, and you'll see that he didn't. He's been murdered.
Huh?
That stool there, look at it. It's only a foot high. And Harvey is at least 2.5 feet or 3 feet off the floor.
Hey, you're right. I'm going to grab Roger Masters. He killed his mother and now his brother. And I'm arresting him before he kills somebody else.
Declare, Blackie. It's just so thoughtful of you to drive me back to the master's mansion at this most distressing time.
Well, I was sorry you had to go to the morgue to identify Harvey's body, Georgia, but Faraday insisted. Well, here we are.
Won't you come in?
No, thanks. Well, I'll take you to your door.
I'll get out on your side, too.
All right. Here, give me a hand.
Here.
You're all right, aren't you?
Yes, of course. Thanks to you. I'm just so grateful. I don't know what to do.
Well, if you need anything, let me know, will you?
You've been so kind. You sure you won't come in?
No, I have to get back downtown. And I don't think you're going in either, unless you let go of my hand.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I just wasn't thinking. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye, Miss Aiken. When you get back to Georgia, your state can brag about one more peach.
Well, well, how is the so wonderful Boston Blackie?
Oh, cut it out, will you, Mary?
But Georgia thinks you're so wonderful, And I think you're so wonderful, too.
Well, that's fine.
Don't you want me to think you're that wonderful, Boston Blackie?
Do you have to like me with an accent? Stop it, will you? I'm trying to think.
About Georgia?
I can remember her without thinking.
That's what worries me.
Say, didn't I pick this stuff up?
What stuff?
This tan powdery stuff on my fingers.
Well, let's see it.
What is it?
What? What's makeup?
Makeup?
I think the shade is suntan. In fact, I'm sure it is.
That's funny.
Darling, you didn't pat sweet Georgia on the cheek, did you?
Will you please forget about her?
That wonderful suntan of hers. I'm beginning to think it came right out of a bottle.
No, it didn't, Mary. Her tan is real enough. I didn't get this makeup on my fingers from her unless she had it on her hands.
Well, why would she have suntan makeup on her hands?
That, sweetheart, is a wonderful question.
Would it be just as good as it would be if I said it with a southern accent?
Southern, western, or Yankee? The accent around here is on murder. Pardon me, I'm going to see Miss Georgia.
The state?
No, the girl. But if my hunch is right, I think the state is going to see her.
You might as well talk, Roger. You did it, didn't you?
We know you did it, Roger.
No, Inspector Faraday, I didn't.
You did. You killed your mother, you killed your brother.
You know you did it, Roger. Talk.
I didn't. I tell you, I didn't.
Your mother told you the diamond was missing.
You saw your chance.
You killed her.
No.
You figured the thieves would be blamed.
We know the thieves didn't kill her. You killed her.
No.
We have the thieves locked up. They confessed to the robbery.
But not to killing your mother.
We know they're not killers, but you are. Now, talk.
Leave me alone.
We know you killed your mother.
Because you killed your brother to cover up.
You were upstairs when your mother missed the diamond.
What do I have to do to make you leave me alone?
Talk.
Admit you killed your mother.
And your brother Harvey.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
All right. Yes. I killed
him. Well, that time. You killed them both, didn't you?
Yes. Yes, I killed them both.
Good. Rollins, get Masters out of here.
Okay. Come on, Masters.
Okay.
Now I get Blanky on the phone. I want him to know that when I want a confession, I get one.
Never mind the phone call, Faraday.
Huh? Blanky, how did you get in here?
Oh, that's very difficult. I opened the door and walked in.
Well, for once, I'm glad you're here. Now you know I can get a confession without any help from you.
You should be very glad I'm here, Faraday, because you got a confession from the wrong person.
Yeah?
Yeah. Here's your killer, Georgia Aiken.
How do you know?
Do you want me to tell him, Georgia, or do you want to tell him in your charming drawl?
I don't care what you do.
All right, I'll tell him. Faraday, your theory about how Mrs. Masters was killed is correct. Only it was Georgia who was upstairs with Mrs. Masters when she missed the diamond. So she killed Mrs. Masters, realizing the robbers would be blamed for the murder.
That's crazy. She had no motive.
Money was a motive, Faraday. Harvey told Georgia he was inheriting his mother's fortune. Georgia wanted Mrs. Masters out of the way, so Harvey would inherit it.
Then why did she kill Harvey?
Money was the motive again. With Harvey dead, she would inherit from him.
Now I know you're out of your mind. For two reasons. Harvey was hanged. How could a girl handle a big guy like that? And how could she inherit from a guy that she wasn't even married to?
I'll answer the first question first, Faraday. This little Georgia Peach is not exactly a dainty little girl.
Hmm?
I checked and found she was an athlete a few years ago and still is a champion tennis player and swimmer.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess she is pretty strong at that. But how could she get a rope around Harvey's neck without getting banged up herself?
She probably drugged him with sleeping tablets. After he was knocked out, it was a fairly simple matter to hang him.
Yeah, I guess so. But what about question two? How could she inherit from a guy she wasn't even married to?
Look at this girl's hand, Faraday.
Hmm?
It's beautifully suntanned, except on the third finger left hand. There's a ring of white around it, isn't it?
Yeah, like a wedding band was on it.
A wedding band was on it, Inspector. Because Georgia and Harvey were married months ago down south. As his wife, she would inherit from him. Even you ought to know that.
But that white never showed on her hand before this.
No, it was covered with suntan makeup. But I took her hand to help her out of the car a few hours ago. Some of it came off her fingers. Here, Faraday, take her. She's all yours.
Well, lady, how much trouble am I going to have with you signing a confession?
I'll sign anything. What do I care? I admit I killed him, and I'd do it again for a chance at the same amount of money.
The funny thing is, Georgia, Harvey lied to you. He wasn't getting a cent from his mother.
What?
And Roger got it all. So let this be a lesson to you. Next time you murder for money, make sure you kill the right people.
This is Andrea J. Graham, author of the Web Surfer series. Oh,
And a Madam's Wife. You're listening to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio.
Welcome back. This is the story of how two crooks stole a diamond and then really didn't think much beyond that. I also have to admit, it's an interesting naming convention that the writer seemed to use here with this Georgia Aiken. Now, Georgia is, as they acknowledge, the name of a state, but Aiken is the name of a city in the neighboring state to Georgia of South Carolina. So that is one way to name a character. Give them one name as the state that you're wanting to represent them as, the region you're wanting to represent them as being from, and the other as a city in a nearby state. Thus, we can expect when we want to meet a urbane and worldly wise woman familiar with the five boroughs and the surrounding area, we'll expect the writers to introduce to us Trenton, York. And when they want to introduce a character who represents the rugged independence and plain-spokenness of the Pacific Northwest, we can say hello to Portland, Washington. In terms of the clue, I really don't buy it in terms of buying suntan makeup to cover up for the wedding ring being missing. That might be something that a man might have to do. But a woman has a very simple thing that she can cover up for a missing wedding ring with, and that's another ring. I wonder, did unmarried women in the 1940s not wear rings on their ring finger if they weren't engaged or married? And for that matter, Georgia was engaged, so she'd probably have an engagement ring that she could easily wear over the area where her wedding ring was. That certainly makes more sense than buying makeup to clumsily have to keep applying to that area. At any rate, though, that will do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar, and next Thursday for another episode of Boston Blackie. In the meantime, send your comments to Box 13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook. Facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.